Good morning, this is Dwayne with another Good Stuff You Really Ought to Know. And today, I'd like to talk about the blues scale.
I'd like to just share with you a couple things about the blues or the blues scale that you really ought to know that's really very easy, but just, you know, zillions of people don't know this, okay? They hear the blues played and they just, you know, they know there's some bended notes in there. But they just don't know how to create them, and it's really quite easy. The blues scale is nothing more than the diatonic scale with three basic alterations, plus some little nuances that I'll share with you also. A diatonic scale, of course, is like you grew up learning the C scale, right? That's a diatonic scale. Here's the F scale, that's diatonic. B scale, D flat scale, they're all diatonic scales. They just have the notes of that particular scale. They're not chromatic in that they don't play all the half steps, right? They're just the common variety vanilla scale that you knew, that you grew up with, right? Well, the blues scale is that, plus it's also the flat third, the flat fifth, which is sometimes notated as a sharp fourth, but just think of it as a flat fifth, and a flat seventh, okay? In other words, it's all of the above. It's the diatonic scale, plus it's a flat third, and the flat fifth, and the flat seventh. Now you say, well, how could it be all of those? Well, let me back up just a hair. When the blues was being formed, it wasn't really formed on the piano. Okay, it was formed in the fields and with certain instruments that would slide. Okay, so when a singer sang, "I woke up in the morning," okay, well that note, "I woke up," that's not E flat. If you're in the key of C, it's not E natural. It's somewhere in the crack. Okay, it's a quarter step. In other words, somewhere in there. And to simulate a quarter step on the piano, you see, we don't have quarter steps. We only got half steps, right? To simulate a quarter step, you have to use both the major third and the minor third at times. Sometimes you can play them together, like, hear that chord? That I'm playing the minor third in one, in one octave, and the major third in another octave, separated by a flat seventh, okay? That's a little bit advanced. We won't get into that right now, but you get the idea. I'm playing in the crack by playing both of those, okay? And so, quite often, the blues is created by the melody being played on the flat third while the harmony plays the major third. For example, if in your left hand you played the C7th chord, go ahead and play the C7th chord in your left hand. C, E, G, and B flat, okay? Now play E flat in your right hand. See, you got a little bit of a bluesy sound right there, okay? Or play the flat fifth, okay? Same idea, okay? And the seventh is almost always flatted in the blues, okay? It's almost always flatted on all chords, okay? In other words, there's no such thing as a major seventh in the blues. You don't really have that kind of sound in the blues. You have a flatted seventh, okay? So, now, looking at that little card, just play the right hand. C, E flat, F, F sharp, G, B flat, C. I didn't write out the fingering. That might be useful for you. I would start on my thumb on C, third finger on E flat, thumb under on F, third finger on F sharp or G flat, thumb on G, and then third finger on B flat, and fourth finger on C, unless I was going up higher. If I was going up another octave, then I'd pull my thumb under, okay? So the idea is use your thumb on the white keys and your long as much as possible. If you have two white keys in a row, then use your thumb and second finger, and use your long finger, such as your third finger, on the black keys. So the third finger is the finger of choice because it's the longest on the black keys, right? Because the black keys are further away from you, and the thumb is the finger of choice on the white keys because they're closest to you. But sometimes you have to use the others as well, right? Okay, so let's just play that. Okay, now on F7th, you do the same thing. See that? Now what we're doing? We're playing the flat seventh, the flat fifth, and the flat third in the key of F, aren't we? Okay. The flat third there is notated as G sharp, but it's the same thing as A flat. It's enharmonic with A flat, right? And then the G seventh, there's the flat seventh, there's a flat fifth, and there's a flat third. And there we are back to C. Okay? So, you might just play that left hand like so. Play it on every beat if you're new to the blues. I'm just playing what's written, but I'm playing what's, you know, I'm playing each chord four times instead of holding it for four beats, okay? And then you might just take those notes that I gave to you and mess around with them, okay, in the right hand. In other words, you don't have to play them in that order. Instead of playing them like that, you might go. Or. And you don't have to limit yourself to one octave. Then when you're ready, you can go on to F. When you're ready, you can go on to G. And then back to C. Okay? Now, for those of you that are more advanced, you can do the same thing, but you can do it in octaves. You might play your right hand in octaves, maybe with a fifth filled in, and you could either play steady beat in the left hand like this. Right? Or your left hand could play in the rhythm of the melody. In other words, that time my left hand was playing in the same rhythm that my right hand was playing. Okay, well, that's the blues scale. The critical part is learn that the blues scale is made up of the diatonic scale plus the what? The flat third, the flat fifth, and the flat seventh. And they're used at different times. It's not that you just always use a flat third, but you use the flat third and the major third, right? And you use the flat fifth and the major fifth. And at times, you even use the major seventh. Usually it's in conjunction with the flat seventh, but you get the idea. Okay, well, there's some more good stuff you should know. So, see you next month. Bye-bye for now.